From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week.
The effort to reshape the forest along Minnesota's north shore of Lake Superior is advancing, now with the U.S. Forest Service moving to help conifers reclaim their historic dominance along the lake. The Duluth News Tribune reports Superior National Forest officials are preparing an environmental assessment of the so-called North Shore Restoration Effort. It's part of the larger North Shore Forest Collaborative that includes private landowners, the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, the Federal Natural Resources Conservation Service, and county and tribal forestry agencies. The Forest Service has scheduled a public open house on their plans for the 10th of January here in Grand Marais. The problem is apparent to anyone who has driven along Highway 61 over the past 25 years. Acres of dead and dying birch trees are replaced by a sea of grass, shrubs, and deer. An estimated 600 square miles of forest along the lake, from the shore to the top of the ridge stretching from Two Harbors to Pigeon River, have been affected by the change in forest cover. Unlike inland forests, about 70% of the North Shore forest is owned by private landowners. The Forest Service, part of the effort, will focus on using selective logging and reforestation to restore white spruce, white cedar, and white pine on nearly 40,000 acres, that's 62 square miles, of federal land in the area, mostly along the upper ridge along the North Shore. Nancy Larson, Gunflint District Ranger, said that experts from the NRCS, DNR, and consulting foresters will be available at the open house to answer landowner questions about restoration activities on private property. Minnesota concluded its second wolf season when the Department of Natural Resources closed the East Central Zone last Saturday, December 28th. A total of 3,433 licensed hunters and trappers harvested 237 wolves during the early and late seasons. The harvest target was 220 wolves. Minnesota's wolf population was estimated at 2,211 wolves last winter. The target harvest is based on about 10% of the midwinter wolf population prior to pups being born. The DNR will complete an assessment of Minnesota's wolf population status this winter and summarize data from the 2013 wolf season before setting the 2014 season. The Minnesota Department of Health says the flu is now widespread across Minnesota. The department reported this Thursday there were 71 influenza-related hospitalizations reported last week. That's nearly twice the number reported the week before. Since the start of the flu season, no child deaths related to influenza have been reported in Minnesota. Health officials say the H1N1 strain is the most commonly reported influenza strain in Minnesota so far this season.
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.